With a minute 55 remaining. Earlier, it was Ohio State over Penn State, 20-13. Minnesota, a big road win in Champaign against Illinois, 25-17. Northwestern in overtime got past Purdue, 26-20. Oregon remains unblemished, a 38-17 beatdown of Michigan at the Big House. Indiana remains undefeated after falling behind early 10-0. The Hoosiers rolled 47-10. UCLA knocked off Nebraska in Lincoln, 27-20. Iowa wins here, 42-10. As the Badgers have to pick themselves up off the canvas, to say the least. And still try to solve. We talked about the rush yards allowed. There's still this mystery of the offense, and it's a mystery 5 years old now. I mean, to put it in perspective. But you know, when you need, Tosh, we said it during the broadcast, when the defense needs a blow here, like you've been gashed, you need something from the offense, and that's where those three and outs came into play. We saw last week at crunch time against Penn State. We saw it a lot earlier tonight.
We did, and I think you look back and when this offense and when this team was finding ways to win games in that three-game winning streak, you did see that, where the offense would pick up the defense, and then if the offense made a mistake, the defense would, you know, kind of batten it down and either hold them to a field goal or not. And tonight, that obviously is not what we saw. So complementary football is a real thing. You have to kind of play off of each other. Sometimes the matchups aren't great and you have to do some things. And I thought tonight was one of those games that Wisconsin's offense needed to possess the football and pick up first downs and keep it, because Iowa is a physical group and maybe you're a little bit beat up on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, unfortunately you couldn't do that. And then that snowball just kept building and building and building, and eventually it kind of burst through, and that's how you end up getting beat by 32 points.
Yeah, the turnover bug continuing. Couple interceptions tonight for Braden Locke. Tawee Walker, 16 carries for 57
yards. It's been so difficult on the ground the last couple weeks.
Really has. It's, yep.
And when we've had success, you saw Tawee was just rolling, and you know, to get that rhythm, and, you know, we wanted guys lathered up. And now I think this bye, and I know we joke a lot about it because it is funny how many times the bye week falls at a perfect time. This team needs a bye.
Yeah, it does.
They really do. Unlike the last time when we said they needed a bye at that time of the year, this time I think to get this three-game stretch, I really do think get everybody away, get a little mental break, and reset the clock.
Yeah, this is that scheduling quirk. It happens, you know, not often, but it it has happened before. This is a season with two bye weeks for Wisconsin. So it's heal up a little bit and then get yourself ready, because Oregon is next, then Nebraska. Those teams are hard to move the ball against. And then the rivalry game speaks for itself with Minnesota. 42-10, Iowa over Wisconsin tonight. We'll have more of our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show in 3 minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza, the official pizza of your UW Badgers. Hey listen, we get it. Games can be long, stressful, and work up an appetite. That's why you need a pizza that'll go all four quarters. A Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with high quality meat and veggie toppings, a bold, flavorful sauce on a thin crust, then comes the boom! They're bombarded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese that'll have you yelling,
touchdown!
Snag a Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza in the frozen pizza section of your local grocer today.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies, and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
WRJN. WRJN.
We continue with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show as Iowa puts it to Wisconsin tonight, 42-10. It's an interesting day in the top 25. They're getting late. South Carolina leading 10th-ranked Texas A&M 30-20. Louisville has pounced on 11th-ranked Clemson. 2.5 minutes left in that game. The Cardinals lead 33-14. Tennessee's in a dogfight. 7th-ranked Vols up 3 over Kentucky, 21-18, less than 9 minutes remaining in that game. Pitt is being swarmed by SMU at home, 41-11. Iowa State today took a loss for the first time this season. Texas Tech with a late touchdown to beat the Cyclones in Ames, 23-22. And number 17, Kansas State, fell to Houston, 24-19. So the unranked taking down the ranked once again. This is November. It's when it gets real, and it could get real sobering, and that was the case for Wisconsin tonight, coming into Iowa City and losing by 32 points as they get ready for the Oregon Ducks. And Tausch, they go into the Big House, and it's clearly not remotely close to the championship team that Michigan put out there last year, but you go in there and win handily like that, as Texas did early in the year. You know they're serious. They're a team that we thought going in. Ohio State with a $20 million payroll to their football team, and you know, they've got an all-star cast. Well, I think they got some coin in Eugene, Oregon, too. That team is for real.
Little Phil Knight cast.
Little bit.
They're really good, and I think their offense is super explosive. They're a good football team, and you don't get to be ranked number one. You beat Ohio State. So it's not going to get any easier. It's going to continue to be a challenge for this group, and they're going to have to continue to rise up, because tonight was a very humbling night. And if you're going to come back and play anything similar to that, you're going to get humbled again. And when you continue to get humbled, it gets incredibly frustrating. So my guess would be you have a lot of prideful cats. You're going to be playing at home. You're going to see the best that this group's got after the bye, going to be fresh, and we'll see how the rest of the season goes. And hopefully tonight will be viewed as the low point for this football season.
Yeah, get ready for a drive home in the rain. Where's your raincoat again?
I don't know what I was thinking, but so I got a sweatshirt, I got a vest, and I thought, it was a beautiful day. Outside of the game, loved my time here in Iowa City. It was beautiful. A lot of great people here.
Yes, sir.
But for some reason, I thought, well, it's beautiful out here. Not realizing or checking a forecast, I brought an actual raincoat, which I never do, and it's tucked beautifully in my car.
So, nice and dry.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Unlike you. You won't
exactly
be up. It's going to be a little...
Yeah, it's fun driving 3 hours and smelling like a wet dog.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it'll be great. We got that. You got that to look forward to.
The only thing I'm bummed about is we didn't carpool this time. That would have even been more fun.
Well, I mean, you're driving in from everywhere. You're a man about the world. So, enjoy your bye week.
Yeah, I will.
Come by the Kohl Center.
I will. I'll make sure to tune in.
Yeah, sure you will. Come on by. We'll save a seat for you. Badger basketball Monday night against Holy Cross. Our coverage starts at 6. Tip time set for 7 o'clock. That'll do it for us here at historic Kinnick Stadium. Our thanks to Mark Tauscher, Mike Heller up at the booth, Dave McCann keeping us in line, Patrick Kerb on the sidelines, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio. Again, your final, Iowa 42, Wisconsin 10. Stay with us. Much more to come. Billy Schmidt and Lance Allen standing by as our local Wisconsin and UP 4 dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guests, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
We continue with the local Wisconsin UP4 dealers postgame. I'm Bill Schmidt along with Lance Allen. 42-10, the Hawkeyes roll, run through whatever adjective you'd like to use, Lance Allen. That is one of the most physically imposing efforts I think a lot of Badger fans have watched in opposition put on the Badgers. And that one, as Bob Uecker said at the end of Game 3 of the Wild Card Series this year, that one had some sting on it.
Yeah.
And it did for 60 minutes today, 42-10.
No doubt about it. I mean, we talked about it, Billy. Last time Iowa hung 40-plus points on the Badgers, 1975.
45-28 loss. Badgers, this is the first time they've lost to an unranked team this year, and that's what maybe stings even more is coming in, they were 5-0 against unranked teams and 0-3 against ranked teams. Okay, sometimes you are what you are. Yeah. You are what your record says. And they just got handled by an unranked team. They led 3-0, and then it was literally 42-7 the rest of the way. 28 unanswered points. So that's a lot of dominance to talk about. I don't think we can do a lot of happy talk. I don't think we can sugarcoat a lot on this one, Billy. This one is a tough one because when you look at it and just kind of setting up what it is, they're going to have to lick their wounds over the bye week and come up with some answers like what they did the last time around when they had a week off, because no now doubt. You've got potentially the number one team in the nation, Oregon, coming into town, Nebraska and Minnesota. This was kind of that, you know, basically election, referendum, whatever you want to say, because we're in that time of the year, Billy, where, you know, are you in that second tier? Well, it doesn't look like they are, because now you're behind Minnesota at 4-2, Iowa at 4-2. You're lumped in with Illinois at 3-3, Michigan at 3-3, you know, Washington 2-3 sure. right now, yep. Nebraska 2-4. You're yep. kind of in that category. Right
well,
now.
And I think that's kind of where you've been and where a lot of times you'll end up living. And I think the way that you struggle to live with this result is the fashion, right? Like, you've done this to a lot of teams. You've done yeah. this to a lot of teams where you've come out and moved the line of scrimmage. Now, I don't know how many different times, Lance, you're an alum, you might be able to tell me better than this. Yeah. How many times the Badgers put up 40 points throwing it 10 times?
Yeah.
I mean, it's 2024, and a team's going to put it in the air 10 times and put up a 40-piece on you. That's going to be a really,
passing.
Really difficult day.
That's all they needed.
Yeah,
93 yards passing.
And to be able to come out of here after multiple different versions of L's, right? Mm-hmm. Thrashing against Alabama, could see that one coming, feel the game in your grasp a week ago, a top five opponent at your place, great opportunity. You let one slip away against USC, plays go your way, this, that, and the third. This one, I mean, I don't think anybody's going to argue that it's the worst loss of the season. It's the worst that I can think of for a couple of years, I would say. However, it was also not in your own park, which makes it a little bit easier to swallow. Like, that is that's one where Tausch was talking about it. You just mentioned it, licked the wounds over the bye week. There's never a bad time to get a week off.
Yeah.
A lot of times you want to play right away after a game like this. But you do need some real corrections, and this might be one to sit on and let stew for a couple of weeks before Oregon comes to camp.
They got worked on both lines. We talked about it
for
a
second straight week. Yeah,
for a second straight week, they got worked on both lines. Iowa 6 of 11 on third downs, so I think they usually more often than not could convert. 329 yards on the ground. You know, 6.1 average, that's not acceptable. And then, Billy, the other disappointing thing to me was just the confusion on that opening drive, where usually you, not that you necessarily have to have all scripted plays, because the Badgers run do have a RPO run-pass option type offense, but they just looked out of sync from the jump. Like, 8 penalties, 55 yards, just seemed like they were looking for answers. They didn't really have chemistry, cohesion. There was a lot of confusion, really no rhythm right out of the box. Once again, 2 turnovers to 0. You're not going to, you know, win many games on that battle. And mm-hmm. the time of possession yeah. battle on the road as well. Sometimes time of possession can be a little deceiving, but, you know, 33.5 to 26.5, you're not going to win that one either.
And back when it was a game to start this thing out, way back when, at about 6:35 when this thing kicked off, a punt after you get a first down to the Hawkeyes on their first possession, you drive the length of the field, 12 plays, almost 6.5 minutes. I think there's 6 combined penalties, 3 on each team on that laborious drive that moves it through halfway through the first quarter. You're up 3-0. They miss a field goal. Might be a call of the game later on here, because it's an excellent one by Tausch and Matt to keep it 3-0. And then, Lance, a familiar situation. Each of the games that Braden Locke has started, we'll talk about it all night long, throws a pick. This one, again, difficult. The one in the second half might be even worse, but this one, the worst, because it's the tipping point of the game where I thought LePay hit on it perfectly. You feel it. texters and emailers and tweeters, all of our listeners feel, Badger fans kind of feel it the same way of, this team has struggled to be able to regain momentum.
Yes.
When that deflating play has gone against them. And tonight, it just opened the absolute floodgates at Kinnick.
Well, they're not either deep enough or they don't have the, whether it's the confidence, whether it's the rhythm, whether it's the whatever, to overcome big fatal mistakes like that. Like, if you're a good team, you can let it rip and you could probably overcome at least a few self-inflicted wounds. But it's just, they make the fatal mistake, and then it's like death by paper cuts. Like you said, Billy, Iowa only needed to pass it 10 times. That's literally it.
10 times.
They just, it's death by paper cuts. They can just keep doing chunk plays, and when you're running the ball for more than 6 yards a carry, you know that you're going to move the chains, and you know that you're going to control basically everything. And they knew they had the control up front. And that was the ball game. And it was the ball game very early in this one. So there's a lot to digest, a lot to chew on, a lot to think about in this one. That, yeah, there's going to be some, you know, tough questions, tough things to chew on.
No doubt.
They didn't have a lot of explosive plays in this game like they've had in past games. Braden Locke, once again, mired in that 50% area as far as completions go. Just a lot of things.
And a lot of it is you start realizing the kind of football team you are. Right now, you have a pretty good understanding into the month of November who you are. And right now, they're a team that needs to get better. You say some tough questions. Those will get asked of the head coach. Our guy Mike Heller stands by with the head coach coming up on the other side of a quick timeout. He's Lance Allen. I'm Bill Schmidt. After a disappointing 42-10 beatdown by the Hawkeyes of our Badgers here tonight, go into a bye week. Never a bad time for a week off. Great time for a week off as the Badgers ride a tough two-game losing streak into the bye. Fall 5-4 overall here tonight. 42-10, the final at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. Our postgame show presented by the local Wisconsin EP4 dealers continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub?
Ouch!
Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, the Boulder Shamrock supplied.
You're listening to Wisconsin football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin?
You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
WRJN. WRJN.
We continue with the local Wisconsin UB4 Dealers postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, Lance Allen, alongside Badgers thump tonight in Iowa City. 42-10, the final at Kinnick Stadium. We throw it to our guy, Mike Keller, standing by with the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, Luke Fickell.
Luke, these are challenging. Let's talk a little bit about the response after a turnover offensively for the second week in a row. I'm sure you weren't happy with how your team responded.
No, I mean, there's not a whole lot that we probably are happy with today. So, no, I mean, that's just one of the things that kind of sticks out to you. This is, you know, the exact opposite of what complimentary football kind of looks like. And there's not a whole lot you can say. I mean, you got to give them a lot of credit. They took it to us in every aspect of the game tonight.
What are the initial reactions? I know it's a challenging moment. Obviously, we're talking just after you leave the locker room. But what are those thoughts in your mind right now?
I don't know. It's you know, it's one of those things. You're a little bit lost and baffled. You know, it really hasn't happened to us like this. You know, we've obviously taken some, you know, some situations and, you know, obviously some, you know, early on game against Alabama. But it still doesn't feel like it was anything like this. This was something where they just took over the game and complete control of it by pounding the football and running the football. And we were a step behind in everything that we did tonight.
Offensively for Iowa, they kind of told you what they were going to do, and then they did it, which is probably pretty demoralizing at some level in that regard.
Well, I don't know if they told us what they were going to do. You know, they definitely did a really good job at what they wanted to do. You know, and we didn't have a whole lot of answers. So, you know, I get twofold, give them credit, but that's on me. That's on us that no matter what the situation, we got to find ways to continue to fight. We got to find ways. We got to have answers, especially coming out in the second half.
Two more for you, Luke. One, the message to your team after one like this?
Yeah, it's tough. It's you know, don't point a finger. You know, we got to really kind of internalize the things we got to look for and what we got to see. And, you know, everybody's going to have an ability to point at something else and some type of excuse. But how do you pull the thumb and make sure you really kind of look at yourself and the things that you got to do individually? And then we're going to find out a lot about ourselves. You know, this is obviously very, very, very difficult. And to have a bye week that it's going to have to sit in your gut for a little bit longer. And you know, it doesn't get any easier.
That is the last question, and that is about the bye week. And I don't know, bye weeks happen when they happen. So how do you treat it?
Yeah, that's why you put a schedule in place ahead of time so that, you know, you don't have a knee-jerk reaction. But, you know, it gives us some time that we gotta kind of look back at ourselves and find a way, you know, to play your best ball at the end of the year. And this is the start of November, and that's not what it's supposed to look like. So bye week or not, there's a lot of things that we've got to kind of look internally at and find a way to get better.
All right, Coach, thank you. Back up to you, Matt.
Thank you, Mike Keller, with Coach Luke Fickell here. A couple of very, very fascinating answers there. Lance, I thought one of the answers that I really appreciated was where Luke tries to hold back on, yeah. You know, I don't think they just told us where they were going and how they were going to drum us.
Yeah.
However, in the final three quarters of football, when they outscore you 42-7,
yes,
and in the second half, their drive charts go 10 plays, 86, 5.5 minutes, and
that's
a touchdown.
Yep.
One play, 12 yards, 18 seconds for a touchdown.
Yep.
Eight plays, 77 yards, 4.5
it's
minutes
a dominant drive.
For a touchdown. And 12 plays, 66 yards.
Another dominant drive.
7-plus minutes on that one.
Yeah.
For, again, a Hawkeye touchdown. They go 4-for-4 on TD drives in the second half. Every time they touched it, they ended up in pay dirt. Yeah, they kind of did. They dictated the physicality. They told you what they wanted to do, and then they did it to you. He said, we haven't had it done to us like this. This one will sting, and this one will sit with you for a while.
Not that they needed a lot, Billy, but two turnovers, you get full touchdowns, 14 points off those two turnovers
instantly.
Like, like that can't happen, and it's just total dominance. Like you mentioned, like you could sense the frustration, obviously, in Luke Fickell's voice, and now they have a lot of soul-searching to do in this break. And you know, like, Oregon is a legit team that on your home field, it could be very bad. So you need to really dig down and determine who's going to step up, who's going to do whatever. I'm not even saying, you know, now at this point, you're not even saying win the game. You're just saying who is going to step up, who's going to have pride, and who's going to say we need better come 2 weeks from today. You know what I mean? We don't know what time that game is, but it might be two weeks from tonight.
Yeah.
Who's it going to be, and what's it going to be?
Well, what it is going to be is Lance Allen and myself, Bill Schmidt, trying to continue to make sense of it all here tonight. We got a lot of time to do so. And we got your help coming up on the talking text line in a little while. Local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
At the Certified Angus Beef brand, we know the best moments, the ones that become cherished memories, don't just happen. We make them happen. Through the people we surround ourselves with, by the traditions we hold dear, and with the food we share. It takes a little effort, but finding the perfect meal, well, that's no effort at all. Just look for the Certified Angus Beef brand, because if it's not certified, it's not the best. Shop the pig today for the highest quality Certified Angus Beef.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand. To keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating, natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
We continue with more of the local Wisconsin EB4 Dealers postgame. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen. 42-10, the Hawkeyes dominate the Badgers for the final three quarters. Wasn't always that way. It's time to select the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you.
There's Vakos, 8 of 12 this season, 38-yard try here. From the left hash mark, snap spot, the kick is away, and the kick is good. Vakos from 38 yards away, and the Badgers have the first points of the night.
I don't know about you, Lance Allen. I was energized at that point. That's our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. That gave the Badgers a 3-0 lead at 6:15 to go in the first quarter. On Nathaniel Vakos'
30. And that's usually a bad sign. Just a little foreshadowing, Billy. A bad sign if the field goal or a field goal is the energizing play.
It could have been a 3-0 game. Then it would have.
Yeah,
but
that wouldn't have been very energizing for the whole entire 60 minutes.
At that point,
minutes.
There probably would have been a good stop, a good fourth down conversion. Big Ten West football would have broken out once again. Instead, it's the Iowa Hawkeyes, a much different outfit. A couple of stats that have rolled through for the Hawkeyes. Guys, and just showcasing a different style of Iowa football. Bruce Feldman covers this stuff for Fox Sports, one of the best in the business. Iowa beats Wisconsin 42-10 tonight. Fourth time the Hawkeyes have scored 40 plus points this year, as many times as they did in the previous 4 years combined. So
that?
Tim Lester comes in off of the Packers staff. I like that Matt threw that into the broadcast here. Senior consultant last year with the Green Bay Packers. Now he runs the offense for the Hawkeyes.
It's not a punt off anymore. It's not a punt off game. It's not a field
game. But it's also not like they're doing anything that's crazy creative.
Correct.
What they're doing is lining up and playing bully ball, big boy football, and they did it really, really well. They do exactly what they want.
Yep.
They run inside zone. They run outside zone. They got a hell of a back that's able to take advantage of it whenever he wants.
Yep.
And tonight, once you start moving those defensive linemen and they start feeling a little bit on skates and you start over pursuing Lance, that's an offensive lineman's dream when you're able to
mobile
go
at quarterback
guy six plus a tote, you know, like they were doing tonight.
Guy that's fairly accurate. I mean, I guess you don't have to be that accurate when you only throw 10 times and you complete 7, but still 70% completion percentage, and you just move the chains and keep doing what you're doing. They had no reason to get unbelievably creative or unbelievably crazy or whatever, because whatever they were doing was working. And like you said, Billy, wasn't maybe necessarily totally vanilla, but it wasn't like, you know, the unbelievable, most, you know, craziest offense you've ever seen in the world. And it definitely worked.
I know there's a lot of people that feel a lot of ways. We'll get to a lot of fan reaction coming up on the local side of our postgame show as we continue here after the Badgers fall 42-10. We'll hear from Braden Locke later on in the program as well. Badgers unable to establish much of anything on the ground. However, 52 yards apiece for Towie Walker and Darion Dupree. Much of Dupree's work later on into the game, into some garbage time. However, Dupree did have a nice burst here tonight. Hopefully, and I imagine you'll see a lot more of that coming up in a couple of weeks. Badgers head into a much-needed bye after a 42-10 loss here tonight in Iowa City. More of our local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Built Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter,
the defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie board? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN.
Mama said there'd be days like this, just didn't anticipate it would happen like this at this time. Maybe for the Wisconsin Badgers, 42-10. The Iowa Hawkeyes take it to Bucky tonight in Kinnick Stadium. They continue to hold the Heartland Trophy. Tonight was the 20th anniversary of the Heartland Trophy. Lance Allen, I'm Billy Schmidt. Frankly, I know I'm going to upset a certain contingent of our listening audience here. My favorite trophy that the Badgers play for, the Heartland Trophy.
More than
I mean,
the
that
X.
Big old bronzed bull. You kidding me?
You like a that good, thing?
I love that.
You like
bad
a lot
boy.
Of beef. That's what I heard. You,
where's the beef? Where's come on, the beef? Bring come that on. Thing in here. More importantly, why I like it is because it's a team. It's a team thing.
Yeah.
You can't walk that bad boy around the entire stadium by yourself. You need a partner. So you need a teammate to continue to help you lift up after that victory. What, that's why I love it so much.
What if you're
much.
Buff and you're the stuff and you know, you just like,
I know,
curl
you got some
thing.
Big old boys there and they're still carrying that sucker up there
that's
with a
true.
Couple of friends.
Well,
so
it's a little, it's
big old bull.
A weird shape. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you could power lift.
I've been
lift.
Told that I look like that too. Yeah. A little oddly shaped. A little
if
oddly
you power
shaped,
lift,
yeah.
You could probably lift that thing.
Always,
it is pretty cool.
It is fun. Sadly, it's going to stay in the Iowa Trophy case 4 of 5 years now. The Hawkeyes beat the Badgers, and tonight beat up the Badgers 329 yards on the ground. We've talked about it a lot. Just 7 of 10 was Sullivan for the Hawkeyes passing tonight, just 93 yards. Did throw one in for a touchdown. 22 first downs compared to just 16 for the Badgers, and the Hawkeyes just being able to speak to their dominance throughout the game. 6 of 11 on third down, being able to really continue those drives and continue driving forward. We will. We'll continue on here. We'll hear from Braden Locke coming up. Hunter Wohler, C.J. Williams,
and you as well, as we'll open up the NicolaiLaw.com talk and text line as we get into the local part of our post-game show here tonight. Still a lot more conversation to get through after the Badgers take one on the chin, head into a bye week, a much-needed bye week. And Lance, Oregon comes in here 2 weeks from potentially tonight. Maybe it ends up being a 2:30 game. I would doubt that it's an 11 a.m. boom with a West Coast team coming in here. However, they've done that. Right. I watched Washington kick off at 11 a.m. game against Rutgers a couple of weeks ago. So I have no clue what TV is going to do. Mm-hmm. I have no idea when this game is going to be. I do know it's going to be a redout. And I do know that right now the best team in college football is coming to your crib here in 2 weeks.
So you better have some answers, at least some answers of some type. And once again, it's kind of like the Penn State game. If you look at it objectively, you go, do you expect them to win? No. But you don't want to get embarrassed on your home field, and you want to make sure that you make the corrections of whatever it is, whether it's establishing the run a little more, whether it's a passing game where you keep it and maybe you simplify it, it just looked like there was a lot of confusion out there, whatever, that you make sure that you know what the plays are, and then you have a defense that just, whatever you're going to do with it, get after it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what it's going to have to be.
Felt like the noise was definitely a problem in the communication here tonight. And the next time you go out on the road, Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska, going to be pretty loud. Yeah. It's going to be a loud, loud environment there as well. You just circled the last couple of remaining games for the Badgers. This one at Nebraska, home against Minnesota. You got to get one of those to get that elusive sixth win. Did not anticipate it would go, it would look like this. Mm-hmm. However, doesn't affect how you play against Nebraska. This won't affect how you play against Minnesota. And I'll tell you this, doesn't affect how you play against Oregon. They could very much come out here. And Lance, if they play in any form or fashion like they did over the three-game winning streak, I understand the competition.
Mm-hmm.
Hand raised in air.
Yeah.
Don't expect it to look like Purdue against Oregon. However, if you come in with a little bit of confidence and you're able to get a couple of first downs and establish a little bit of rhythm, who knows? You can make it a little bit more interesting, but you got to be able to establish some kind of rhythm, and that really starts with the ground, and it starts by not losing the line of scrimmage like they have here in the last 2 days.
Yeah, because obviously, you know, Tawee Walker never really got started. They got down early, so they couldn't give him the ball a lot or whatever. It was 16 carries, 52 yards, 3.3. Dupree, 7 carries, 52 yards. So they both had 52 yards, but they just could not establish much of anything on the ground, and you're going to be behind the entire time if you just can't, you know, establish that and control that line of scrimmage, as we found out, you know, throughout this game and even a lot in the last game as well.
Badgers lose tonight 42-10 to the Iowa Hawkeyes. They get a bye week, then host the Oregon Ducks, right now number one team in the country, on November 16th. Make sure, once again, to stick with us. Our local postgame show continues in Madison on 1310 WIBA AM, 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee FM. And thanks to our on-site engineer, Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson in our Learfield headquarters studios. I'm Bill Schmidt. That's Lance Allen. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Sports Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. General Manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Lance Allen, this is Bill Schmidt, hoping you'll join us coming up 2 weeks, November 16th, as the Badgers take on top-ranked Oregon at Camp Randall. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favorite Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hand is shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. What a chill I got, her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah. It's tight when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout. It turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it could grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No, no, oh, darling. La 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 la. With your masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you.